Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings, listener dear. If you join me now, you can see just over that there canal, two members of Pappy's. It be Matthew.
Hello.
And Ben.
All right.
I'm Tom.
Oh, yeah.
What, pray, are you doing here in this little listener's ear canal?
We're praying.
We are actually praying.
The gods of pod.
So we're praying to the gods of pod.
To the pod god.
We're praying to pod god. We're on our little prayer towels and we're trying to face the mecca of podcasting, which, as you know, is the Acast Studios in Old Streets.
Well. What an incredible introduction, listener, to today's episode.
Nothing to do with the episode. It's just an introduction to the episode. This is another one recorded at the Macarthur Comedy Festival in front of a very hot crowd in a church. The tabernacle.
It is, in the chapel.
So that was where, the gods of pod were smiling on us that day because they gifted us with not one, not two, but three adorable guests.
Oh yes. Maybe the sweetest episode
two
we
and
ever
half.
Did do.
Two and a half guests, exactly. Two and a half guests, not a bad title for a sitcom.
Not Ooh. Bad.
So we have Ben liked it. We have Ed Gamble. Your friend and mine, Ed Gamble.
Yes.
We have Josie Long.
Oh,
and brilliant. We also have Josie's tiny little baby, Josie Jr., who joined us. And it was really, really fun. And do you know what? It was really inspirational to see Josie, like, not only being brilliantly funny on this, but also managing to, like,
be a brilliant
mum
whilst
being really funny. So we love you, Josie. It was great having you on the show. Ed is fine. You know,
he didn't bring a baby,
so he was okay.
Didn't get the memo.
We enjoyed having him on the show, but we hope you'll enjoy listening to this, and we will see you with more details of what you can do if you love this podcast after this.
Oy.
Tom, Ben,
what is it, Matthew?
What is it, mate?
Oh, whoa! Did your voice just break halfway through that? Well, it's great to have you both here, but, you know, we've had a lovely night out on the town here at McCullough's Comedy Festival.
Yes!
But we've got to stagger home and find that bloody yurt.
Yes. Oh, yes, we do.
One of you two has to find it.
Well, it's not going to be Ben.
Good point. Actually, you know what? I'm completely converted on yurts. I'm genuinely staying in a yurt this weekend.
Are you?
Let me tell you, it's only £375.
Bargain for a tent.
Well, wait. This is... You don't know what you get for that. This is a luxury yurt. Things you get include matching cushions. That's where that money's going, you guys. Fairy lights and 5 metres of colourful bunting.
I hope I've convinced you guys, because does anyone want to swap?
Parry, what about you? Why aren't you going to do it?
Something about asking an expert. But there's something in that, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
Some kind of tent where the vegetable garden, the petit pois that have retired go to live. Ask the expert. Come on, guys, I just got it.
Are you back on heroin?
No place.
You told me you were clean for Mac.
I know.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
Flash is on now!
Welcome to Flat Chair Stand Down, the panel show that says, when your day is long,
of course,
and the night is yours alone.
I love it.
When you're sure you've had enough of this life,
Well, hang on. Don't let yourself go. Cause everybody cries. And everybody yearns. Sometimes.
I thought it was a little Matthew Crosby.
Yes.
Comedy Festival in Cardiff, Wales. While they're under my canvas roofs, they'll be following my badass rules. Let's say hello to the tenants, Tom Parry and Benedict Clarke.
Wallop, here we are. I can't believe I didn't think of Everybody Yurts.
Everybody Yurts, mate.
It was an open goal.
It was an open goal. It was right there for you. Now, obviously, finding the yurt isn't something you can do on your toddle. Who have you brought along to hold out the torch and call out, you know, yurty, yurty, where are you? This week.
Well, Matthew, terrible news. The Jamboree's in danger.
No.
Yes, we failed our food hygiene test. We only got 40 out of 100. I don't know.
Okay, what? 40%?
Well, I don't know what the test is.
It's out of 5. Everyone knows that.
Oh. Oh, in that case, we smashed it. Yeah. Super clean, baby.
Anyway. Clean to the point of there being no food is basically what that is.
I just needed to rejig the catering, didn't I? So I got one of my favourite foodie friends in, the incredible Ed Gamble.
Ed Gamble is here.
Thank you. Hello.
My favourite foodie friend.
I'm your favourite foodie friend.
Turns out you're my favourite foodie friend.
Oh, what a result.
What you need to know, Ed, is that sometimes Tom will start speaking and then start thinking.
Yes, sure. Something clicked halfway through there, didn't it? Yeah.
Got there. There's a lovely light at the end of that tunnel.
Ed, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Are you
a good flatmate? What kind of a flatmate are you?
I think I'm too tidy.
Really?
Ooh. I think I'll clean away other people's stuff. I'll clean away my stuff to the point I will lose the stuff because it's too clean. And I'm including my insulin in that.
Dangerously tidy.
Are you Marie Kondoing your life? Is that what you're doing?
I have Marie Kondoed, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I've folded all my pants up into little balls.
Right.
They clearly and then still... put my little balls in those little...
And your insulin wasn't bringing you joy?
No.
Wasn't got rid of it, man. Joy in the same way.
It hurts going in. Get rid of it.
That's a good rule. You've got a point.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Ed. Clarky, who have you brought along with you?
I bought my best friend from the NCT class. It's Josie Long.
Josie Long. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Josie. Now, Clarky, by the way, you've got to stop going to that class. It's creeping. It's creeping everybody out, mate.
I know. It's creeping everybody else out.
And no one bought it when you put a jumper up your jumper, by the way.
So, Josie, thank you so much for coming on the show. And, of course, you've brought along Josie Jr. here as well.
Yeah, I was very reluctant. I didn't want to tell people a real name. But in the end, I thought, sod it.
So, you've literally just got yourself a brand new flatmate. How's that working out?
Do you know, she's not as considerate as I would have been. Do you know what she really loves doing? Eating the polystyrene from under the bookshelf.
Can we just ask why you've got polystyrene under your bookshelf?
Sorry, you want me to keep it in the bookshelf?
Touché. Touché, mate.
That's what they say about parenthood, isn't it? You watch out, you've got to start getting rid of your polystyrene.
Polystyrene's gone.
She's a great baby. She really is. She's incredible. She does not appreciate that we are comedians and we do not wake up before 11 a.m. Literally every single day we try to explain to her the family that she's been born into, and she seems to think that we're like... on-call paramedics or something.
She can use a spoon as well.
That's
mad.
I can't even do that.
No, I know.
So I keep going to the NCT class.
We should explain to the listener at home that Josie's child's 12 years old.
Oh, yes.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Josie Jr.
It's great to be here.
It's amazing how young people on panel shows are getting. There's people out there who've done the circuit for 35 years and they're being abandoned.
The good thing is they're not bitter about it.
Yeah.
So, hang on a sec, Parry. This will be familiar to you from earlier on. So we've met our contestants, but let's find out who is the expert.
Yes!
Hey! I knew it worked.
Good idea.
Okay, we've met our contestants. Let's find out who is the expert and who is, you know, the other team as we play round one.
Oh.
Thank you.
rocking up my tent. You must earn much more than me. You just rocked up and paid some rent. That's the problem with clampers. They think they're better than campers. Mine's only a three berth and it might not keep the rain out. But once I've got it up, well, it's costing me now. So I bet that yurt looks good on the campsite. But how much is it costing you per night? Quite expensive, those fairy lights.
It's a tough song to sing.
I said I bet that yurt looks good on the campsite. But if you need to put it up, then shut up. You're now 800 quid light. You're now 800 quid light.
Yeah, not a bad jingle this time round. So round one is called This Is Yurt Life. The rules are very simple. I'm going to ask each player to recount three different versions of pivotal moments from their life. I would like only one of them to be true. The opposite team has to work out which ones are true and which two are mere figments. If the opposite team guesses correctly, they get a point. If they're incorrect, you retain that precious point. Ed, I'm going to ask you to go first. Can you give us three different versions of the story of your first kiss?
Okay.
Oh. Ben and Josie, I'd like you to tell me which one is real and which two are yurtly made up.
Really, really presuming I've kissed someone here.
We should have done a pre-interview on this, shouldn't we?
Okay, here we go. My first kiss was with a girl called Alexandra, and it was at Wimbledon Common Fairground when I was 14. Or,
okay.
Or
Wimbledon Common Fairground.
Was it?
It's a great bit of detail.
Was it?
Harry's a great hype man for you, by the way.
Was it with a girl called Steph, yes. My friend Jeff's house party?
Steph and Jeff.
Steph and Jeff. Yes. Steph and Jeff.
Wow, that might be like overtime.
And it was so good, I went deaf.
Oh, that is a great bit of detail.
Who
really
under 50
work.
Is called Jeff?
Loads of people. There's Jeff.
It was actually
Jeff Jr.
It was a nickname. His real name is Tom.
This is a great. Oh,
I wonder where you came up with that name, mate.
Steph and Jeff and Tom. Great.
Say what you see, buddy.
And his surname is Mac.
You're naming this gamble. Keep going. Well, you don't realise it. Gamble wears an earpiece on Mock the Week, and I just whisper this into his ear. You're absolutely nailing this, buddy. Keep going.
Yeah. Suggest jokes, which I ignore all the way through. Yeah. Say XP yurt. XP yurt. It feels like it doesn't make sense now, but it'll click at some point.
At some point, keep repeating it.
Oh, I've got
okay, and then the third version,
which is the real version.
Oh, the real version.
The real version. It was quite a late first kiss. I was 16, and it was after a performance of a school play. It was after a performance of Oliver, where I played Charlotte, the Undertaker's daughter.
Good stuff.
Okay, so talk us through it, Clarkie and Josie. What are you leaning towards? Is it Steph and Jeff?
I want to go for that because I just really hope it's true. But I don't think... What do you reckon?
Well, I think the first one seems plausible.
Yes.
It's a romantic atmosphere, Wimbledon Common.
Yeah, a fairground.
Yeah.
Just being on the Dodgems.
Yeah.
There's a womble in a bush knocking one out.
Uncle Bulgaria?
Not buying this school play. Yes, he was definitely in that school play, don't get me wrong. If they cast him as anything other than the Artful Dodger.
Yes, Gamble's Artful Dodging all day long, isn't it?
That school is going to say, we've got this gold on our hands, let's throw it in the bin. They're going to say, Artful Dodger.
I was very fat, though. I wasn't dodging at anything.
The Jammy Dodger, if anything.
Harry Seacombe. You were Harry Seacombe. Yeah.
So you're not thinking it's Oliver.
Are we going Wimbledon Common then?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah. I reckon because he's 16 in the last one.
16.
Look at this guy. He must have been kissed before then.
16. It's
but he
not
was very fat back in the day.
There's nothing wrong with being a little bit.
I was
softer.
Confident with it. I was confident with it. So.
Yeah. Oh yes, he's an arrogant man.
So are you?
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I reckon first.
You go Wimbledon Common. Can you reveal which one was correct?
The real kiss was with a girl called Steph.
Oh! What a... Wow!
Jeff's party.
Wow!
His nickname was Jeff, his real name was Tom.
Oh!
I gave you all the details.
Wow!
Can I just say, this is great, because they're here tonight, Steph and Jeff.
You just had your festival moment. You're welcome, McCutcliffe.
So, okay, in which case then, Ed, you get the point for that round. Well done. Now, Clarkie, you're up next. I would like you to give two truths and one lie about your most treasured childhood toy. Ed and Tom, which one is Tickle Me Elmo, and which two are the Tickle Me Hell No?
I hear that phrase a lot.
Tickle me too. Okay, fine, that's all right. You prefer the biscuity jokes and not the sexual harassment stuff, that's fine. Okay, Clarkie.
We can't guess.
You can't guess yet. Yeah. Good call.
It was Pillow Face. Which was what? It was
it's a horror movie.
It was a pillowcase with Winnie the Pooh on it.
Yeah.
The face of Winnie the Pooh on it. Sure. I called it Pillow Face. And I used to take it with me everywhere up until the age of about 8, embarrassingly.
Yeah. When they realised who was euthanizing all those grannies.
And I used to suck my fingers and play with the corner of the pillowcase.
This has got.
Here's what's interesting. Ben's mom and dad are in the audience. I genuinely just find myself watching them going, is this real? They've got to play a real good poker face game here.
Yeah.
They were both frowning, but I think they do that a lot when you're performing.
Well, I think my mom hid it because it just disappeared. But I was, like I say, it was by the age of 8, so.
Pillow face.
I
love that it doesn't reference Winnie the Pooh at all. Just a face, just a normal orange bear's face, no problem.
Okay. It's like a comfort blanket type.
The next one?
Deal.
The next one, please.
Bear.
Oh, here we go, another inspirational name.
It was a pillowcase, I had Winnie the Pooh on it.
Yeah. Bear was his nickname, real name Tom.
That's also Winnie the Pooh's name.
And we've been friends ever since. Yeah.
Made for me and was ready on the day I was born, so I still have it. I still have it at the foot of my bed. And I used to have what I used to call a rack, but it was actually a little waistcoat, but I thought it was an anorak, but I called it rack.
Were you a posh child?
And that's not.
My rack.
Make me a teddy bear on the day of my birth and give me a waistcoat. A waistcoat? You're 2-year-old in a waistcoat.
No, I mean, the bear had the waistcoat.
Oh, right, okay. Sorry. We all thought you were walking around wearing a little waistcoat when you were kids.
Little pocket watch in it. And then finally, the Ultimate Warrior, the wrestling figure, the Ultimate Warrior that I used to chew the arm of and chewed it down to.
Sorry to cut in here. Were you quite a backwards child? All of these stories, and then I used to chew it.
I mean, you've met Clarkie as an adult, so you know.
Don't chew that can.
But it's can.
Yeah. Okay, so talk us through it, Tom and Ed. What are you thinking? What are you leaning towards at this stage?
There was a look of sadness in his eyes when he was talking about pillow.
Pillow face is quite... That had the real tenderness to it.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
I think Ultimate Warrior is too... It'd be too old for.
Yeah, I don't think it's Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior, that's kind of when we were about 12, 13.
That's still
secondary school. No,
that's still childhood, though.
Hopefully it's not chewing
an arm
it.
Off okay, Ultimate right. Warrior when you're 12.
Chew an arm of Ultimate Warrior now.
That sounds like fighting to
prove it. Please welcome to the stage, the Ultimate Warrior.
Not in front of the baby.
It's got to be one of the first two, I think.
Yes, it absolutely has.
Bear or pillow face?
This Bear Bear with a waistcoat.
Yeah.
I've been in his room recently, and I'm not sure I saw a teddy bear with a waistcoat.
Yeah, well, he hides it when he has friends around.
What were you doing in Clarky's room?
Just chilling.
Okay. Netflix and chilling, or just...
Would you believe we were recording an Arctic Monkeys tribute song?
Makes a lot of sense, actually, yeah.
And you didn't spot Bear Bear?
Didn't spot Bear Bear, but I like your instinct on pillow face.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Can we go with pillow face?
I think let's go with pillow face.
They're going with pillow face. Clarky, can we have the correct answer?
Bear Bear. Oh.
Bear Bear! Oh.
Bear Bear.
Clarky gets the point there.
Bear Bear.
Mum punching the air.
Yeah!
Come on. That's my boy. Bear Bear.
So, Tom, I'm going to ask you now to tell us about your earliest memory. Your earliest memory, please. And Ben and Josie, can you divine the truth amongst the damn lies pouring out of Parry's whorish mouth? Earliest memory, please, Tom.
Wow. That's interesting. So.
We'll be the judge of that.
So. My earliest memory is of my auntie Susan cooking a cottage pie.
You can see why it's stuck there all these
years. Excellent start, Tom.
It's just kind of the red dress that she used to wear.
Oh no, is this going to get Freudian? You're not coming around for Sunday dinner anymore, Tom. I know what you're fucking that cottage pie in front of me.
Your earliest memory is your aunt's cottage pie, okay?
The red dress and the smell of beef.
I actually self-published a romantic novel called that.
50 Shades of Red.
The second one is falling over outside nursery. And going to my teacher.
Looking up at her red dress.
The wine was smelling in the air.
I slipped on some beef. falling over outside of nursery. Isn't it going to be funny when Josie Jr. plays this game in 20 years' time and she's like, I was on a podcast. What's your first memory? My mum took me on a podcast. I didn't enjoy.
All I remember is a red curtain and the smell of beef.
And the final one is a summer holiday where the wind was blowing so strongly off the sea that my sister and I... Don't ask me what she was wearing. Could lean backwards into the wind.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's a nice image, yeah.
Leaning backwards into the wind, falling over outside of nursery, or Auntie Susan's red dress.
And
these are the track listings on your latest album.
The bad news, mate, you're recording it with me. Get Got Bear Bear in the cupboard.
The title of the album is Simply Tom brackets Jeff.
Clarky and Josie Jr., talk us through those answers. Which one seems like the most plausible one, would you say?
Well, we've been here before. The most implausible, I think, is number one.
Mm. Okay.
I'd like to chuck it out early doors, but then I did that with the right
answer. Jeff
last
Steph,
time,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Tough.
She cooks a mean cottage pie. Designer Susan.
Bubba, you're a baby. You're currently forming your first memories. What do you think? Do you think it's the first one?
Drop the banana. Yeah, that means a no.
That's a no. Two drops for yes.
Really hard to do two drops.
Never double drop.
She's going to say yes.
Never double drop.
Oh, you'd like the phone. You can't have the phone, babe.
Bloody millennials. She's digitally native already.
This is what I think. I think... Yeah, is that what you think? Yeah. I think that this is really not how I parent. I think that the wind memory, that's a lovely memory.
Yeah.
But lovely. Over the course of thinking about it, Tom remembered a beautiful memory.
Right.
Because that's not a first memory.
No.
It's a baby standing on the beach.
Yeah, it's a good point, mate.
It's not standing on the beach. Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't stand on a beach, he says. Yeah.
So I think it's the nursery one, but yeah. Because it's a large event as a baby, traumatic event, falling over.
Yeah.
There's the hint of beef.
There's the whiff of beef to all these memories.
The wind was carrying
us. The wind was carrying. We were next to an abattoir.
Yeah, so I'll go with you on that. I think that's a good call.
Which one are you going for?
Nursery, number two.
You're going for nursery. Tom, can you please reveal?
The correct one is leaning back into the wind. Oh! And I was wearing a bright red anorak.
Turning yourself on.
So Parry gets the point there.
Lovely. Gosh.
Also, I've just got an alert and Josie Junior's added me on Snapchat. So that's good. Josie, could you please give us three versions of your most embarrassing moment, please? Ed and Tom, I'd like you to seek out the truth. Like a preacher leafing through the pages of the good book.
I'm just trying to think of any times I've been embarrassed in my life, but...
You're shameless.
Shameless? Yeah.
Your most confident moment?
Again, I'm very much just coasting through the middle with no ebbs or flows.
You've never felt anything in your life, is what you're saying, isn't it?
And the worst part is I thought the baby would change it, but she's made it worse. Okay.
Go on, Jesse.
Most embarrassing moment. Oh, okay, great. Okay. Oh, this is an unpleasant thing to be reminding myself of all these. Okay. I
slipped on some beef.
When I was
they all have to start with beef.
When I was 23 years old, I was on stage at the Edinburgh Festival doing the Big Value Showcase. And one of my breasts fell out of my bra and was clearly visible for the entire performance, and I did not realise. That's the first. The second is in year 8. I called the science teacher, combined science, Mr. Bartram, Mon Cheri. You can imagine that. Oh,
Trey Bond.
See to us. Okay.
Boof. I can smell the boof.
I can smell the boof.
I was trying to work out what I can smell in French, and but I didn't get it.
I can smell. I can smell the boof.
I can smell the boof.
Okay, one more, please. One more.
Okay. When I was 7 years old...
It was a very good day.
At my primary school, the Duchess of Kent came round. Princess Michael of Kent. The only Princess Michael in the whole country. Came round.
Hot County of Kent.
And I wet myself on a chair.
Ooh, these are all good strong. And strangely plausible.
Yes.
Tom and Ed, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking back in the day at the Big Value Showcase, if your breast came out, the audience would have told you.
Yeah.
They're quite a raucous bunch at the Big Value Showcase.
Also, that's a lot of value they give.
It's a bumper value.
It wasn't called the Big Value Showcase until that happened. Yeah. We've got to change the name to this gig. The reviews are in. So, yeah, I'm thinking...
I think embarrassment is always stronger when you're younger, right? That first taste of shame is probably... It's got to be the Mon Cheri.
Mon Cheri. We really like the Mon
Moncherie.
I really hope it's Moncherie.
Yeah,
as well.
We all want it to be Moncherie.
Josie, can you tell us, please?
Bien sûr. Ah!
Tom and Ed get the points
really
there.
Nice.
Congratulations. So at the end of that round, producer Emma, could you please tell us the scores?
Tom and Ed have 3. Ben, Josie and Josie Jr. have 1.
Oh, so Tom and Ed are in the lead.
We're going to beat that sweet baby.
Chill
out. I told you not to call me that.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It ain't over yet as we launch into round 2. It's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together! Games! Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there, do as you're told! Games! If you lose, you get nothing! Games! If you win, you get gold! Gold!
Listen to that! Gold. That is the sound of a tired audience!
Weekend.
That is day 3 of a festival goal. That is bronze right there.
Yes, it is Flat Games, where this time we'll be playing our version of Fortnite, which we're calling with tragic inevitability, Fart Note. I'm going to give each player 10 songs, and they have to perform each song for their teammate using only raspberries. We take it in turns with the teams, 2 minutes on the clock. You'll get a point for each correct answer your teammate gives. So Ben and Josie, those are yours.
This Josie is Route 1 stuff, isn't it?
So Ben and Josie, yours are all Beatles songs. Would you like me to open the envelope for you? Is that...
Yes. Fecal songs, more like.
Oh, nice.
Nothing for that? You guys are really starting to get on my nerves, man.
Are you all right, Clark? Are you panicking?
Well, the first song, I don't know if it's... yeah. I can't give it away, but I've never heard of the song before.
Great. Looking forward to
I'm
this.
Not cheating.
Is that, or is that just literally you've just put number one and it's my...
Oh, yeah. No, that's your name, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben is your name.
That's a Michael Jackson song, that isn't it? Michael Jackson.
Ben, the two of us.
Just to say, I'm really glad my name isn't Taxman.
Oh, Ben.
I appreciate it is confusing, but yes, no.
But what next?
I know. It's a formatting error, Clarky, but we had a lot of fun enjoying it. So,
can I go first?
Yes, you want to start the first bit. Yeah. So you'll do one, then Clark will do it, and back and forth.
Does it have to be raspberry, or can it be face trumpet?
Well, give us the difference between the two. No way, it's got to be raspberry.
Okay.
Your 2 minutes begins now.
Oh, let it be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get out. Off to a flyer.
Hey, Jude.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no, start again.
Oh, thank God you started.
Look at your child looking up at you. Learning. This is what mommy does.
Get to the chorus.
Fuck, you're so hungover.
I think I'm doing a good job here.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job.
I just can't remember the name of the song.
Can I just
check? All the Lonely People.
Is that the song?
It's not the song.
Oh, God almighty, just finish the round.
Okay. Have you borrowed these microphones from the festival, by the way?
Can we steal a point?
No, you can't get a point, Harry. Naughty little fellow.
Yesterday?
Yeah!
Okay.
All you need is love.
Yeah. It's Penny Lane?
Yes. Okay.
This is a really tricky one, JC, it really is.
It's a surprising amount of passion on your face.
I'm just going to jump to the next one, right?
Okay, yeah.
That is your 2 minutes. If you can guess what Josie was doing as we finished.
Can I finish?
Yeah, go on, finish it. Finish
I farted,
it.
So I'll finish.
Oh, I want to hold your hand.
It's our point, sir.
Yeah, I want to hold your hand.
It was, I want to hold your hand, yes. You can't have the point, Parry, but then neither can you, Ben. Ah! So it all works out. So
I wasn't guessing the song, I was just...
Oh, okay. It was Eleanor Rigby is the name of the song, yes, that you didn't get there. Okay, how many points did they get there at the end of that?
19.
Let's just say 20.
They got 5.
5 points, okay, so 5 to beat. Ed and Tom here.
I really wasn't expecting to enjoy Fart Note, but it's the best game we've ever played.
It's really strong. It's a really strong game. Yours are all TV themes.
Ah. Now, can I just check? Is the first one for mine the show about the lawyer who works out at the bowling alley?
No, that's your name.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I don't really know any of these. Okay,
your 2 minutes begins now.
I'm spitting more than anyone else.
Bill.
You did the whole thing.
I don't think you know what the theme tune to that show is. Oh, I see. Oh, okay, yes, it's that one, yeah.
There are people, like, nodding along to the music. Dad, listen to this.
The hands. Starting again.
Do we know it? Yeah. What is it?
Only Fools and Horses.
Yes! Only Fools and Horses!
1 point to the audience. Tom.
Many veins in that forehead.
If this,
oh my God.
Honestly,
it's like looking at an X-ray of you.
I'm not. It would be very sad if this is how you died, but it would be so fitting.
He died as he lived.
Play fart notes.
You've got 10 seconds left, guys. Friends, that's 2 minutes, I'm afraid. Okay, well, yeah.
Oh, it's hard.
That was, yeah.
That's really hard.
It is when you play it. So,
it's a wide theme, TV yeah, themes.
It is a wide theme, yeah. and it's a wide tongue as well. So, the odds were really stacked against you. So, how many did you get at the end of that one? I think, did you just get one?
Cool no. Two.
No, they're cool one.
No.
Cool get, one. The audience, we got one.
That's
one.
My nickname for one. A cool two.
One is a cool two.
It's a two that's just not trying hard enough.
Dinner for one, sir? Well, a call two, actually. So.
So, producer Emma, at the end of that round, what has that done to the scores?
6 to Ben and Josie Jr. 4 to Tom and Ed, and 1 to the audience.
Hey! Now it's time to take a trip to the overfarmed cattle ranch. There's the hallowed courtroom of... What's that smell? Poof. It must be Boof. It's Big Brothers! Yes, it is Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our palates to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Cal, who is in our audience. Cal, are you there?
I am, yes.
Hey, Cal, how are you doing? Great to have you on the show. So, Cal writes, my tent mate slash partner says that I dribbled on her pillow in my sleep. I can't help this and feel that it should have brought us closer together. So, Cal, that's the problem. Now, you're presumably, as we are pretending to be, camping.
Yes,
right. You are, of course. And you were sleeping in the tent last night. You dribbled so vociferously that you managed to get the adjacent pillow. Is that what worked?
I think that I might have crept onto the other pillow in the night.
Crept onto the pillow, done a bit of drooling. You think
that's a creep with your head.
Can I just say, this is my nightly experience with the baby. I completely understand.
Well, I should tell you now, Josie and Ben, you are on Cal's side. Ed and Tom, you are on the side of Cal's tentmate. Is your tentmate here?
Yes.
Hello, tentmate. What's your name, please?
Rowan.
Rowan? Mm-hmm. Love to have you here, Rowan. Okay, now, so Tom and Ed, you are on Rowan's side. Do you have any
questions? As was Cal last night.
Oh... It's a very strong point.
But I have no further questions, Your Honour.
I have to overrule it at this juncture. It's time for a cross-examination. Do you have any questions? Let's start with Cal. Anyone got any questions for Cal about the sleeping arrangement, about the pillow?
Oh, yes, question from the baby. How many times over the course of the night did you wake up and request a milk feed? Answer my question!
I'm a vegan at the moment, so no milk feeds in the night for me.
Can vegans drink breast milk?
Is breast milk vegan?
Surely, yeah.
Surely.
Finally, we're asking the big questions.
It is the way I do it.
At the Big Valley Show, Jess.
Whole front row. How much drool are we talking about?
Around about a teaspoon.
And the rest.
What a weird
and
measurement.
The rest. And the rest.
That was amazing. You tried to make Rowan say that as well. You're gaslighting her about the amount of drip. It was around about a teaspoon from what I remember, Rowan.
What are you talking? Tablespoon?
Rowan, what do you
think? Yeah, I think at least
ladle?
A tablespoon.
So we're talking a tablespoon of drool. That's quite a lot of drool. That's more than I'd like to eat.
I've got a question just to clarify matters.
Yes, no, his name's Cal.
How can we be certain that the drool was Cal's?
Thank you.
We're not on Cal's side, though.
I retract that question.
Do you know what? I've got a question.
Do you want to try and answer the question now, since it's been asked? How do we know? Go, Rowan.
Because I'd have to be drooling out the back of my head.
Oh.
Objection from the baby. That's entirely possible in my experience.
Rowan is very honest. I do trust her on this one. She's probably telling the truth.
And she trusted you. What did you do with it?
Okay, again, yeah, you're... Just remind you of the sides. Okay, I think that's enough information for the teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I call upon Josie Long to begin the case for the prosecution. Your minute begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen, sleep, our most precious resource. As somebody you hear, who in the past year has not had more than 2 nights of consecutive sleep.
I've never had 2 nights of consecutive sleep.
You're not tired, Ed. You're not tired. I
would like to plead leniency on the part of... I can't remember your name, thank you. Okay, see how bad sleep deprivation is? I'm serious, guys. Cal needed to sleep. If he did dribble, it was because he was sleeping. And you know what? I'm jealous of that. But what I would say is, if he was able to sleep, no further questions.
Josie Long, everybody. Very strong opening case for the prosecution. To open the case for the defence, I call upon Ed Gamble. Your minute begins now.
Can women not have their own space anywhere? Even at the most woke comedy festival in the UK, in a yurt, Rowan is trying to sleep and across Cal sneaks to mark his territory and spray her area with his horrible spiffle. Like a dog cocking his leg and pissing out of his mouth. All over where Rowan should have felt safest. There is nowhere for women anymore, and I think it's about time that if you want to sleep in a tent together anymore, Cal, you have to start wearing some sort of muzzle. I think it's disgusting behaviour, and I think you owe Rowan a pillowcase and an apology.
And Ben's got a pillowcase.
Ed Gamble there.
Strong stuff.
Cal and Rowan, how do you think it's going so far? Rowan first, yeah.
I think it's going great. I feel very supported, well represented.
Fantastic. Cal?
Yeah, I mean, Rowan's in the right on this one.
Don't give it away. It's not how this game works. Don't back down. Clarkey, you're going to continue the case for the prosecution. Your minute begins now.
Is romance dead? Guys, the whole point of going out with someone is sharing everything. You know? And he's doing it on... that's what hair's for. It's the back of your head. Hair is just, you know, a head bib for... It's there to soak up stuff like that. Sweat, dribble, and the rest. The list goes on. Come on, guys. Better out than in. That's what I say. Which is why I wet the bed. I think I've said enough.
I think you said too much. Ben Clark, everybody. Ben Clark with his very compelling head bib argument. Now, finally, Tom, you're going to conclude the case for the defence.
Yes.
Are you going to be doing it as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel. Mr. Fanshawe Standard.
Mr. Fanshawe Standard, presiding and providing your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, good afternoon. Nearly lunchtime, eh? You must be sitting there hungry, listening to them there lawyers over there from the big city there. They pack their sandwiches real fancy-like. Over here, we simple folk, hell. We know a solution when we see one. Let me tell you a little story now. You probably remember it yourselves. A few years ago, old Farmer Stephen. You remember Farmer Stephen, of course. Worked in the chemist. Strange nickname for Farmer Stephen. Farmer Stephen, there, he owned a field, didn't he? Right next to Farmer Jonathan. They looked out their windows one day, and in the middle of that there field there, a pig. A strong pig and all. Four legs. Two eyes. Proper pig. You understand me? Yeah. That pig there standing directly on the boundary between them two farmers' farms. got the pig. Jonathan's holding on to the tail. Stephen's holding on to the snout. Town ain't ever seen the like. Crowd gathered. Everybody's chanting. Now there's a pig. People ask me, do I regret starting that channel? I hadn't had lunch that day. Cut a long story short, old Samurai Paul came along. That pig weren't proper for long. Boundaries are there for a reason, y'all. I'm going to lunch.
Fans, you're standing. Presiding and providing. Now, I cannot adjudicate beef brothers myself because I'm saving myself for Jesus. So instead, I call upon
lucky
our
Jesus.
Lucky old Jesus, eh? He's in for a real roasting when I get up there. So instead...
It's a tabernacle.
Yeah, sorry, Lord. So instead, I call upon the MacFest audience to decide. If you think Josie and Ben, and therefore Cal, is in the right, I would like you to
creepy
applaud...
Creepy Cal.
Too late, Parry. You've said enough. If you think Cal is in the right, applaud now.
Guys, we've got a baby.
Do I need the other round of applause? Or?
It's nice to hear it.
Yes, if you think Ed and Fanshawe and therefore Rowan made the best case, I'd like you to applaud now.
Justice, that's the sound. I love it if only two people clapped again.
We'll have to have a recount. There we go. The point goes to Ed and to Tom there. Next up, it's the quickfire round. But before that, Tom and Ben, let's hear that jingle that makes our bodies tingle as deep vein thrombosis sets in.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why most people firmly believe it should have a quick intro. It seems to make sense. A quick introduction would really help things out. But here's the thing. The quickfire round jingle is perhaps the longest jingle that's out there. It's a record breaker. Call up Guinness. The longest jingle in podcasting. At least that's the record we're going for. Which is why today we've decided this is going to be the longest quickfire jingle that there's ever been. We're going for the big one, man. So everyone, let's dig in. We've got supplies. We've got 3 litres of fuel. We're gonna keep ourselves tanked up with nutrition. Clarky's going to keep the jingle going strong, and we're aiming for 3 days worth of jingle. Wish us luck. So as you can tell, we're in day one of the jingle. It's going well. Just another 2 days to go, and I'm feeling quite optimistic. Clarky, do you think that it's going to be a problem?
My fingers have got numb, and I've drank my own piss.
Okay. maybe this was a bad idea. Maybe we should just get back to the quick fire round.
Oh, what a hostage situation that was. In this quickfire round, as the show is glamping themed, a word made up from two pre-existing words, all our answers today are actually two answers combined. So, for example, I might ask for the big wheel on the south bank of the Thames and Survivor's biggest hit. The answer would, of course, be London Eye of the Tiger. Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out the glamping version of your name, so a sort of portmanteau version of your name. So, Ben and Josie, let's hear that now.
Blosey.
Blosey,
yeah.
Yours, sounds a bit cheeky. Yours can't be Blosey as well, can it?
Oh, yeah. I'm Yen.
I was looking more for like Bark and John, but
okay.
Both be Blosey. Go for both Blosey. And Ed and Tom.
Tarry.
Yeah.
Iamble.
It's not, it doesn't work.
Not
you,
as good.
It?
No.
Do you want to both be Tamble?
Tamble. Yeah.
Tamble. Great. Okay.
Both be Tamble.
Both
yeah.
be Tamble. Okay. So.
Bit of rough and tumble.
Here we go. Here we go. First question. The robot from Short Circuits 2 plus a burger chain.
Oh, Johnny Five Guys. Tamble. Johnny Five Guys.
Correct.
He's alive, guys.
One of the panel plus the gold chest that Indiana Jones searched for in Raiders.
Blosey.
Josie
Long, the Ark of the Covenant.
Tamble.
Not right, Josie.
Tamble. Ben Clark of the Covenant.
Ben Clark of the Covenant. The singer of Wrecking Ball and John Malkovich in Con Air.
Tamble.
Tamble.
Miley Cyrus the Virus.
Miley Cyrus the Virus is correct. Oh. One at the panel plus the pirate from Treasure Island.
Josie Long, John Silver, Pelosi.
It's correct. It's correct. A book where you search for a bobble-hatted man plus a football team that play at Elland Road.
Blosey. Where's Wally? Who cares about football?
It's not the answer I have here
Tamble,
on the cards.
Tamble. Where's Walsall? Walsall?
It's where's Waleeds United. Oh. One at the panel plus an expression about crockery that means extremely clumsy.
Blosey, Ed Gamble in a china shop.
Correct.
Oh. Can I just let it know for the readers at home that I am doing this while breastfeeding? Yeah.
Josie Jr. is attending the Big Value Showcase. So much value. So, see a boob, you get fed.
It's like Jonglers back in the day.
The Prime Minister plus an insect that only lives for a day.
Oh, Theresa Mayfly.
Theresa Mayfly is correct. One of the
panel. I'm way too hungover for this round.
One of the panel plus the Italian word for see you again.
Tamble. Tom Parinara.
That's what you're having for lunch, isn't it? It's not correct. I could throw it over to the other team.
Not a clue, mate.
Tom Parivaderci. Oh. A popular box of sweets plus a computer game that features Guile and M. Bison.
Tommy. Yes. Quality Street Fighter.
Quality Street Fighter, two. Yes. Nice. Quality Street Fighter 2, yes.
I'd play that.
2 points, in fact. Me and Oasis' third album.
Blosey, Matthew Crosby here now.
Is correct. The name of this show and a film about Hitler's final days.
Oh, Tom.
Tom.
Flatshare Slam Downfall.
Is correct. That is our final question. That's our time. But before we find out the final scores, Ed and Josie, is there anything you would like to plug? Any tours coming up? Any shows coming up? Anything like that?
We need a babysitter on Wednesday mornings. No, I do. I have an Edinburgh show that I'm doing called Tender. It's going to be at the Stand at 8:20 every single night. Please come. I will be touring next spring, which is spring 2020. So please come. Thank you. I've got a baby.
She's got a baby, guys.
Josie Jr., are you plugging anything?
Yes, I've got a book out. It says like a kind of funny collection of anecdotes, essay collection, really. But I've written it in my own shit.
Ed, anything you'd like to plug at all?
Yes, I'm on tour, which it's still going on. It's been a long time, so I've really gone dead behind the eyes now. So come along to that, and I wrote that in my own shit. So.
So thank you all, guys, for coming along to the podcast. If you're listening at home and you would like to come along, you can always find all the details of all of our shows on our Twitter, which is at Pappy's Tweet. If you enjoy the podcast, please do leave a review on iTunes. We like 5-star reviews. The other ones, not so much. But we read them. And if you are really enjoying this, you can always donate to the Patreon or find us all of that sort of stuff at shityearmoney.com. So, this is exciting. Producer Emma, can we hear the final scores, please?
Well, with 10, both teams.
What? Yeah. Both teams get 10, so that means both teams get to get down and yurty with me tonight as we make some... we origami our bodies into some erotic silhouettes. Congratulations. Well,
Josie Jr.'s just taken her first steps live on a podcast. Imagine!
Imagine. In which case, our winners tonight are Josie Jr., Josie, and Ben. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Special guests Josie Long, Josie Jr. and Ed Gamble. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker, recorded by Emma Corsham and Vinny Davis, and edited by Ben Clark. Big thanks to everyone who came down to the recording today, and to Henry Steve and everyone at the Montgomery Comedy Festival for having us. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a C-produced production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Wallop. Love that.
Did you enjoy that?
What a treat.
What a great ep.
So inspired am I by listening to that. I'm going to go and have a baby.
Are you really?
Wow. That's right.
Well, fantastic. You know what, Tom? I might join you.
Let's go.
Let's have a baby together.
Oh, my God. I can't think of two more adorable parents than Parry and Clarkie.
That could be the podcast that launches 1,000 families. If you conceive listening to that podcast, then please name your child Flatshare Slamdown.
Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
And then... maybe.
Patreon yeah, if you did conceive during that, please do send us a tweet and remember, yes. Pixar, it didn't happen.
And if you didn't want to conceive during that, please be safe. Practice safe sex.
Please practice safe sex.
Yes.
And if you can't practice safe sex, then leave us a review on iTunes. No, do practice safe sex. Clarkie's had his microphone taken away from him.
For legal reasons. Because of his opinions on safe sex.
Clarkie tried to put a condom over the microphone.
That's
too safe, podcast.
That's how sexy his voice is.
Let's bag it up, you guys.
That's how sexy this man's voice is. He has to talk through a Johnny at all times. Okay.
By the way, guys, can I just say, we're all wearing Johnnies.
Yeah. Oh, we should have told that listener, dear. We never podcast bareback.
We never bareback podcast. We've always got a Johnny on. So if you're enjoying this podcast, know this, that your ear canals are safe from any kind of infection.
Yes, of course.
Because Clarkie is lousy with it. So he's got
absolutely ridden.
He's absolutely riddled. Got a rash and a half. Now,
He's been about. Well, anyway, enjoy leaving us a review on iTunes.
Enjoy leaving us a review, yeah.
5 stars will do.
Have fun with it.
If you want to join the Patreon, there are so many fantastic tiers to the Patreon, and we're about to record a drunk episode, which by the time you listen to this will be out in the ether.
Yes,
but you'll only be able to hear it if you listen to the Patreon.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine what we'd be like? I can't even imagine what it's like. We sound like we're pissed now.
I know.
What's it gonna sound like?
And the t-shirts are nearly ready. They look spectacular.
Yes, they look spectacular in our mind's eye. But
we've seen the design.
We've seen the designs. They're looking strong. If you'd like to come and see us live, we're going to be at the End of the Road Festival.
Yes.
And we are...
Oh, I'm going to be up at the Edinburgh Fringe with a solo show.
Parry at the Edinburgh Fringe, yeah. Go and
feel
see
free
Tom.
To come along.
Good point.
We're also going to be at the London Podcasting Festival at King's Place on the
8th of September.
Thank you, Clarkie.
Yes, indeed.
Come along and see us.
And the End of the Road was the 30th of August, by the way.
End of the Road was the 30th of August. Mm-mm. And we're also, this episode was sponsored by Durex as well. We are now all going to climb into one condom and float off out to sea. Please be upstanding for the Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
Baby, 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 you're my magic number.
I love to say giddy up and hop on the back of Adrian Stirrup.
Oh. Well,
I wish her very well. It's Annela Campwell. Campbell, sorry.
it's not Annela. Eleanor Campbell.
Oh, dear.
he wishes her very well. It's Eleanor Campbell. Okay.
Look at his phallics.
His phallics?
It's Lloyd Alex.
I'll call him on one of my 17 phones.
Listen, you've got too many phones.
But that's one more.
Oh.
The Lawrence Jones.
Lawrence has got 16
phones. He's got 16 phones, which apparently is the right number of phones. Clarky, that concludes Neighbourhood Watch. Patreon Neighbourhood Watch. Roll call. Oh, guys, put your phallics away.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.